This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has signed another relief bill aimed at getting help to small businesses, hospitals, and others in the hard-hit U.S. economy. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
It's the fourth massive relief package, $500 billion to help deal with a virus that has killed more than 50,000 Americans and cost one in six U.S. jobs. Half the money will replenish a small business payroll fund that quickly ran out of cash. Billions more will go to hospitals and testing. The bill passed nearly unanimously on Capitol Hill, and while future packages are likely, battle lines are being drawn. Senate GOP chief Mitch McConnell says he wants to pump the brakes on runaway spending. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats want more money for state and local governments to pay frontline workers like paramedics. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
World leaders pledged on Friday to accelerate work on tests, drugs, and vaccines against COVID-19 and to share them around the globe. But as Reuters' Francesca Lina reports, the United States did not take part in the launch.
The initiative is designed to accelerate work on tests, drugs, and vaccines against COVID-19 and to share them around the globe. This was the WHO Director General on Friday.
Our shared commitment is to ensure all people have access to all the tools to defeat COVID-19.
Notable absences from world leaders included Australia, China, and the US. President Donald Trump recently suspended funding for the UN agency after claiming that the WHO was slow to react to the crisis and called them China-centric.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. For more on these stories, visit our website, VOA.